This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today alongside Hugh Douglas. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, TK. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I watched Alien Earth last night. It wasn't bad, man. It wasn't bad.
I saw a commercial for that show. It looked pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. It jumped right into the action. I will say that it's probably going to take a while for the actual story to unwind, but not a bad start.
That's right up your alley, right?
Yeah,
sci-fi, yeah, you know, supernatural type stuff.
Yeah, big sci-fi fan, man. Big sci-fi fan.
Well, there you go. Well, I'll have to check that one out. But we're down at training camp today. Eagles Browns joint practice about to get underway.
Myles Garrett, a big ass dude.
Yeah, Myles Garrett is a monster. Jalen right in front of us. I mean, this is great.
Yeah, we get to see practice today, TK. We actually get to see the practice.
They usually don't use this field closest to us, Hugh, but with two teams, you have no choice.
It's going to be a little chippy. I saw a couple of my old teammates. I saw Deuce. Deuce looks like he can still tote the rock, man.
Yeah.
Teammate that I played with in Jacksonville that forgettable year I had. Kevin Johnson was here, played at Syracuse, played for Cleveland. So it's a star-studded thing. Saw Ross Tucker today.
There you go.
He's here. Who else did I see? Malcolm Jenkins.
You were out there. You missed Joe Flacco going to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, I saw Joe Flacco. Well, I didn't see him go to the bathroom.
Richie followed him in the bathroom.
I saw him out there. You know, he needed to get his house right because his son is disrespectful.
Okay.
Did you see the thing when his son said his dad was trash?
I did not see that.
Yeah,
no.
And I would.
That's like tough to come back from.
Well, when your son calls you trash, you need to in a loving way, grab him in his collar and be like, you see them Jordans or whatever shoes you got on your feet? Me being trash bought those for you. See the big ass bed you sleeping in with the race car on it? That's me being trash.
Big like bed.
Yeah.
How old is Sonny sleeping in a race
car
bed?
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm being facetious.
Right.
But still, the point being that was kind of disrespectful to talk about your dad that way.
Well, yes. No question about it. Don't call your dad trash. Good PSA to throw out there to start the day. But we'll give you our observations for practice. Azeez Ojulari and Will Shipley, they will join us later after practice. Elliot Shore Parks as well will join us after practice. Give us a full report. And we'll get to the Eagles, talk about everything going on down here today. But we will start with the Phillies. Phillies lose last night, Hugh. Their winning streak broken. They lose 6-1 to the Reds last night. Kind of an uneventful game, a pretty boring game to watch. Rain delay as they're going into the seventh inning. But the game was really lost before that. As Ranger Suarez has a rough night.
Yeah.
He gave up three runs in the first few innings of the game. Rob Thompson, as we head into the sixth inning, He allows Ranger to stay in as the Phils were down 3-0, doesn't go to the pen. Ranger gets shelled in the bottom of the sixth. That really was the game last night, and one that was, I don't know, in some ways, you felt like the Phils were due for a clunker like that last night.
Yeah, and it, I think the reason why he stuck him back out there, TK, was because Ranger was having a tough go at it. Him and the ump were kind of going at it a little bit. And you're looking for redemption at that point. He hadn't had a bunch of great starts. So I wouldn't be surprised if Ranger or there was a discussion like, hey, man, let me go out there and see if I can, you know, try to save this as much as I possibly can, redeem myself.
Yeah, and that's kind of the story last night is if you go to the bullpen, hey, maybe they give you a scoreless six and come out of the rain delay. Their starter's out of the game. It's only 3-0. Maybe you have a chance. But Ranger stays out. And obviously, game gets put out of reach. Now, I didn't have a huge problem with it, and I think when we look at this, to me, it's a grander conversation. I mean, the Ranger thing last night, it is what it is. Ranger struggle. We'll get to his concerns coming up here in a little bit. But I feel like lately, amongst fans more than anything else, Rob Thompson's been under a microscope. And we talk so much about the team, but people seem, and maybe I'm misreading it here, but I feel like a decent amount of this fan base doesn't trust Rob Thompson. They don't trust him to push the right buttons, make the right moves when it matters. I don't really get it. I think he's one of the best managers in baseball. I think he's been one of the best managers in baseball since he took over. And I'll just have to start the show here. Do you trust Rob Thompson to push the right buttons and manage this team to a World Series? 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494 to get in. I do. I don't really get where the doubt comes from. I think he's done a great job, especially this year. I totally trust Rob Thompson. Where do you fall here?
I trust him. I trust him because he's the guy that has his finger on the pulse. You know, we can sit here and watch as much baseball as your heart desires, and you can feel like you know as much as the manager, but you don't because he has his finger on the pulse of this team. And I know that that's kind of hard to digest because we love baseball as much as we do. But when you look at the run that he was just on before this meltdown happened with Ranger, people were talking about he was pushing the right buttons. So you, to me, You're going to have those clunker days. And with that being said, TK, the fact that our strongest asset right now is starting to look like our biggest liability coming in, and we're looking at Nola differently now, that's just the ebb and flow of baseball to me. That's just what we're dealing with. The fact that we don't know if Zach Wheeler is going to get his velo back. You know, the fact that Ranger looked like he was pitching his way into an extension, a contract. Now he's struggling and he's frustrated. That's what I saw last night. I saw a guy that was on the mound that saw his monetary value go down, and it's been going down the last couple games.
Yeah, Rangers struggled a little bit lately, and really, like you said, Hugh, the starting rotation, the thing that we thought was a certainty, has looked a little shakier lately. I mean, Zach Wheeler, I'm not as concerned about Zach Wheeler. That being said, he hasn't been the same since that complete game he pitched against the Reds here a little over a month ago. The Ranger Suarez, Jesus Luzardo, part of it, they've been up and down. I mean, Luzardo, really, after those first 2 months, he's been very volatile. Ranger has struggled of late. But when I look at this team, and I look at the way Rob Thompson's had to manage things, he's had to deal with a very difficult outfield situation. He's essentially dealt with one starting outfielder all year long and has pushed the buttons well enough for this team to be 5 up in the division. And is Rob Thompson perfect? No. Like, I was very critical of Rob Thompson after 2023, that Arizona series, putting Craig Kimbrel out there. It was a big mistake. Now, part of it was the lack of options that he had, but he shouldn't have done that in that spot. But what I've seen from Rob Thompson since then, over the last year and a half, I've seen a manager that's grown. He'll try things. Last year in the playoffs, I honestly think, even though they lost him 4, I thought he managed a great series. He benched Bowman game 2. He wasn't afraid to make kind of unconventional moves. He, I thought, went to the right guys in the bullpen. He started Christopher Sanchez in game 2 over Nola, even though, you know, that wasn't like the conventional decision. I have worries about this team. Rob Thompson is not one of my worries. I think he's fine, and I think Rob Thompson will push the buttons the Phillies need to get them in position to win a World Series.
I think he will as well, but you know, this is like I said, an ebb and flow of baseball. And there's been some times where, you know, he's did some things that I would say people would question. But the fact that you ran this thing back the way that you did and you added the minor – well, I wouldn't say Deron was a minor piece, but in outfield you added a minor piece.
Sure.
And I think that you've done well in that short stint. But the bottom line is this for me, and this is why I said yesterday that I was going to remain even-keeled and not forget about last year because this team is going to be measured by how they perform in the postseason. Now they're playing well. Now it feels like they have momentum. But the bottom line is they're going to be measured by how they handle the postseason.
I agree. I just don't think like Rob Thompson should be made out to be a scapegoat if the players don't perform in the postseason.
Well, the reality of the situation is, TK, who you going to fight? Like when heads roll, I would venture to say even if it's not fair that his is going to be the one of the first ones to go. Because, you know, you got too much money on this roster to look at the guys and say they can't get it done. And there's been too many examples of them getting it done in the regular season because, what is it, six-game lead, five-game lead?
Five-game lead now.
Five-game lead now that you fought back with these guys and you put yourself in a hell of a situation. But as the manager, you're the guy that's going to be – looked at and say, hey, why couldn't you push the buttons to get them over the top?
Yeah, and I totally agree. Like, if Rob Thompson, if the Phillies don't perform in the playoffs, Rob Thompson's going to be the guy to pay. I just don't think that's the way it should be. And I thought Ruben Amaro,
life isn't fair.
It's certainly not for a baseball manager. But here was Ruben Amaro Jr. on the Philly Show podcast talking about Rob Thompson and how he views him as a manager.
I maintain the same thing. He's one of the best managers they've ever had here, and for a lot of different reasons that I feel that he handles things extremely well. If you would tell me that this team, where they are offensively, basically underperforming offensively, with one of the worst bullpens in baseball, and be in this position to be, what, 5.5 games up or whatever is it six now?
20 games above 500.
Six games above the Mets and 20 games over 500, then I would say that this manager's done a heck of a job.
And my apologies, that was actually on the morning show yesterday, Rob Thompson said, or Ruben Amaro said.
Yeah, and he's right, but the bottom line is this. This is a performance-based business, all of them. I remember Tony Dungy got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to the point where they were on the cusp of going to the Super Bowl, and he couldn't get them over the hump. He got rid of him. And as soon as they got rid of him, they win the Super Bowl. That's a bad memory for me, but it was relevant to the story.
Why'd you have to bring that up,
Hugh? Because it's relevant to the story that I'm having. Now, eventually, Tony Dungy went out and got his win in the Super Bowl and became a Hall of Fame coach. But the bottom line is this. When you've amassed the talent that you have on this squad, for the lack of how people feel about it, but for you to run this back and still and be in the position that you are, that's an impressive job. But if you can't get this team over the hump, then yes, you're going to be blamed for that because you're not going to blame the players.
Well, which is infuriating me. I mean, the players are one on the field.
Man.
Let's blame the players a little bit. This isn't Rob Thompson. 215-592-9494. But want to know if you trust Rob Thompson to manage this team to a World Series. I do. I think Rob Thompson is the least of the Phillies' issues right now. What's your take? 215-592-9494. Go to the phones in a minute here. But Kyle Quinn in the studio producing the show. Where are you at, Kyle? Where are you at with Topper today and after last night? Maybe leaving Ranger in a little too.
So I am a Topper guy. I'm going to get that out of the way before everyone jumps on me and calls me a hater.
You're a Topper?
Come on, man.
I mean, got to be immature at 10:13 in the morning.
Now I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, I shouldn't have left it like that. I'm sorry.
Guilty! You should have seen Hugh laugh at his own joke immediately.
He's very
proud of that one.
I am so ignorant. I'm sorry.
You totally have thrown me off now.
Kyle, your point.
Yeah, I'm a topper guy. I just, I'll put it this way. I got my eye on Rob Thompson.
Oh, my God.
What? I got my eye on you, buddy. I got my eye on Rob Thompson.
Come on, big guy.
I just, like, when it comes to if I fully trust him, am I giving him my full, like, unequivocal trust in a postseason situation? I don't know if I can go there. Last night bothered me a little bit. Now, did it end up mattering with the bats as cold as they were? No.
Cold as ice.
They were, but he had to have seen what everybody else saw with Ranger Suarez. You can't put him back out there for the six. Like, Ranger is not usually a guy who gets flustered and wears his emotions out there.
He melted.
He had a total meltdown when that ump blew that call. And that wasn't Ranger's fault. But, like, I mean, you have to see those signs as a manager. And Ranger started to unravel, I think, in a pretty big way. Not to mention the guy's like a 6.6 ERA since the All-Star break. Like,
yeah.
He hasn't been going very deep into these games. and being effective. Like, that was something that, at least just in terms of last night, I think Rob Thompson had to step in and do something. Now, in the postseason, the Kimbrel thing happened, the Zach Wheeler and Alvarado thing happened. Like, sometimes, every now and then, I just think he overthinks it or puts a little bit too much trust in some guys. So, like, there's that there. But also, the thing that I sort of done a 180 on recently was this whole outfield platoon thing. We've been celebrating it for a while. But it does make me wonder a little bit if that's going to prevent any of these guys from truly getting into a rhythm by the time the postseason comes around. Because while it looks good right now, I worry that one or two of those guys are going to be cold and Topper's not going to push the right button. And by the way, I think the real platoon that we need to be talking about, and that I don't know if Topper has the balls to do, is the Castellanos one. Like, he benched Castellanos early in the season. Castellanos yelled at him for it in front of the entire team. And then he never did it again. He never replaced Castellanos for defense, and he really has given him a rest one day since then. So I don't know if Topper has the backbone to do something like that again in the postseason. And I think some of the pitching decisions are just a little bit shaky. So I am a Topper guy, and I know after I say all that, it doesn't sound like I'm a big Topper guy.
It does not sound like you're a Topper guy.
No, but like that's just to say I had my eye on him a little bit.
Well, I get it. And if you want to get in 215-592-9494, do you trust Rob Thompson to push the right buttons, manage his team to a World Series? It doesn't sound like he does. I do. Hugh does, but I want, like, the Nick Castellanos thing I think is interesting. I'm glad Kyle brought that up because, yeah, he benched Nick Castellanos for defense early in the season, but I think that's a different scenario than the playoffs. Like, Afternoons asked the question yesterday, would he do it in the playoffs? I fully believe he would. I think the reason why he's not doing it now, and let me know if you agree or not, Hugh, like, in the regular season, you got to manage personalities. You got to keep guys kind of invested, and if you start doing this every single game, I think it's a situation where you could lose a guy like Castellanos. When it gets to the playoffs, I think it's a different thing. It's all hands on deck. You got to do what's best from an X and O perspective. But in the regular season, I think it's more about managing personalities.
I think that, you know, Nick Castellanos is a fiery guy. But I think that when you look at the bigger picture, that he will understand that. And what I mean by that is if you have to sacrifice yourself or put the team in front of yourself, I don't think you have a problem with that, because this team has been talking World Series for the last couple of years, man. And I can't imagine anybody on a team that's that tight would put themselves above the good of the team if it makes the team better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that's basically when Nick Castellanos had the blow up that he had. I think that was the conversation, and that's why he came back and he had to see, what was it, the analytics or the film or whatever he wanted to see where his game was lacking a little bit.
Right, and playoffs are a different deal. I think it is a different situation then, and I think Rob Thompson would do it then. And by the way, just real quick before we get to the phones, on the outfield situation, and I know he's been swinging the bat a little better lately, Max Kepler's got to lay out for that ball. I mean, the one that went to the corner.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. We need a better effort.
We need some sacrifices.
That was maybe a little, you know.
I don't know. If he misses that, that might turn into an inside the Parker.
Well, it was going to be a double or a triple anyway.
Yeah.
He could have caught that ball. Lay out. Come on, Kepler. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's get it started on the phones here with Jeff in Wilmington. What's happening, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
What's going on, Jeff?
So I'm kind of with Kyle on this. I'm not keeping an eye on Thompson so much, but I think the real platoon should be in right field. And if I were the manager, I would be looking for ways to lose Castellanos. That guy has given us absolutely nothing since the All-Star break, if not before. So if he doesn't play, I'm totally okay with that.
I hear you, Jeff, but Castellanos, like it or not, he is going to be a guy you need come the postseason. I mean, what do you want your starting outfielder to be, Kepler, Bader, and Marsh in the playoffs?
They're hitting over 200, aren't they? Because that's what Castellanos is hitting in the last 2 months or so, is like below 200. So I don't need that in the playoffs. I got to be honest with you. I got to have somebody that can put the bat on the ball.
Yeah, but as far as the upside, Jeff, I mean, Castellanos last year against the Mets, I mean, he was their best hitter in that series.
Yeah, that's a big gamble, though. But I got another question. So with Ranger last night, everybody talks about how cool Ranger is and under pressure and all that. You can see he's been visibly upset with – he gets seems to be getting upset with the umpire calls, or like last night, I don't think he was happy with Marshawn calling the game. I think that kind of got him off his game a little bit. And Marshawn, the record with the team, the record of the team with him in there is abysmal.
It's not that great.
I know, no, it's not. And I think that really underscores how valuable JT is. Whether he hits or not, he's much more valuable as a catcher defensively than he would be as a hitter. Although I love the fact that he's hitting 280. So I wonder if you know, Ranger got thrown off. The umpire was squeezing him a little bit last night. So I don't know, man. I don't like that. Of all the things that could happen, injuries or not, the fact that a pitcher gets rattled in a game like that.
Yeah, you can't move. Get off your square, man. You can't get off your square.
Exactly. Exactly. So, but I'm totally confident in Topper. I'm totally okay with him on that.
Well, yeah, I hear you, Jeff, and appreciate the call. Thanks, man. And that's the thing with Marshawn. I get it might be frustrating. Now, Rob Thompson had said before he doesn't think there's a significant difference. Remember, early on in the year, I think it was Nola, there was big split difference when it came to Marshawn and JT. Yeah. He didn't think there was much to that. And bottom line is, man, it's unfortunate, but some games you just got to get Marshawn in there. JT can't catch every night.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, he's a little older. He had a knee injury. What was it, last year? When he had his knee, had yep. the knee scoped or whatever. So, yeah, you got to give him a rest, man. You got to give him some rest.
Yeah, you just got to get him a little break, and hopefully he can match him up with the right guys. But, yeah, I mean, Ranger, I think it's less of a catcher thing and more of a, as we see him go into later in the year, this has been an issue for Ranger as his arm kind of wears down. Those innings kind of take a hold on him a little bit. Let's go to Roseanne and Haparo. What's up, Roseanne?
Hold on a second. Hi. So.
Hey.
A couple things, okay? Thompson doesn't have a feel for the game. He goes by his book, whatever that is, okay? His platooning, there's no championship team that has as much playing around with the lineup that he does. You know, I've been I've been watching the game for over 50 years. You cannot... Baseball needs consistency as far as the lineup is concerned, and more importantly, as far as the defense is concerned. They need to know who's going to do what at any given time, okay? Stott needs to play second base every day. He's the best defensive player we have. And him sitting him down has played with his head for the last couple years.
But, Roseanne, okay. They've tried to play him every day. If he's not hitting lefties, what is Rob supposed to do?
Is he got a hit the other night against a lefty. That is Thompson's version of Stott, okay? Stott needs to be out there every day, irregardless of anything else, most importantly for his defense, okay? He is phenomenal out there. And defense wins games.
What you got?
Defense,
what
not just hitting, that, okay? You have to have the players out there that are going to play the field the way it needs to be won. And as far as Castellanos is concerned, I don't know what everybody's angst is about him, but
what you talking about?
Offensively, in the outfield, he's the best thing we have.
The best.
Defensively or offensively?
No, offensively. His numbers are better than any of the other people that are out there.
He's stunk lately.
Wait a minute. Offensively?
Yes,
not recently. Not recently.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong. I just wanted to make sure I heard you correctly, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, at the plate, his numbers are better than any other outfielder we have. Okay, so why everyone is picking on him at the present time does not – the things they need to pick on is the changing of the lineup every day. Every day I look at it, and every day I'm like, you got to be kidding me, right? Okay? It is good that with Bohm being out and Nola being out, that they're still really in the game. They're at the top of their game, even with those two players out. But Thompson needs to stop playing with the lineup, and he needs to put the defensive players out there that are going to win the game. And Stott is going to win the game, okay? You can't
yeah. –
Sosa is a fill-in player. He's awesome at the plate sometimes. Oh, I'm going to say all the time, okay? But defensively, he's a liability.
Well, I don't believe that to be true, Roseanne. I appreciate the call, but Sosa, I mean, if he's hitting significantly better against lefties, why would you play Stott over him? And again, with the outfield platoon stuff, this is not a Rob Thompson created problem. This is a Dave Dombrowski created problem.
Yeah, because you didn't get the players that you needed, so you kind of have to two platoon it. And if I'm not mistaken, hasn't, like, the bottom of the order for the beat outside of last night. They've been kind of carrying this team a little bit the last couple
of years. They've been doing well recently.
Yeah.
But again, like,
when carrying it might be a little strong, but yeah, they've been doing better.
When you look at the right-handed pitchers versus a left-handed pitcher thing, I get the platoons are frustrating, but make no mistake, that's not a Rob Thompson thing. That is the way the team is constructed, and he can only deal with the players that he has. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Does Rob Thompson have your full trust when it comes to managing this team in the postseason? Take your calls on that. I trust him, but we will get some other things that we do have concerns about next. What Topper said about Ranger Suarez outing last night, and possible reinforcements coming to the Phillies soon. That's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio, alongside Hugh Douglas. We are at Eagles training camp. Eagles-Browns joint practice today. We're broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex. 94 WIB's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV by Camping World. RV sales, service parts, and accessories right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. We are broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV by Camping World. RV sales, service parts, and accessories. Eagles and Browns practicing on the field right now. Couple of notes. A.J. Brown not at practice.
He ain't here.
So we will get some clarification on that, hopefully a little later on, following practice. And also, time to maybe sound the alarm bells here, Hugh. Jalen Hurts has thrown an interception at camp.
Is that what it was?
He has.
You got to sound the bell.
What was his streak at this point? Do we know?
I do not know.
I think he's thrown a couple of picks so far already.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not
so
a good
sign. It's not highly touted. It's funny because last year when he was in this situation, he didn't throw any picks. We heard about it like every day. But now he's throwing a couple. We don't get the readouts like we did because I guess they're not as few and far between as they were like a year ago.
So does this mean we need to cancel the Super Bowl parade already?
No.
The fact that he's throwing some picks?
We're
he didn't
cooked.
Throw any last
we're
year
cooked.
In camp.
I don't think
season
so.
Over?
You can't throw
no,
picks against the Browns, man. It's over.
Jalen going to drop down on some of these other lists because he's throwing picks at camp?
Oh, come on. Look, TK, come on.
I'm just saying. Just saying, you. I could see it. I could see a piece coming out tomorrow.
We've had Jalen a hell of a week
threw
already.
two picks. He threw two picks at camp yesterday. He moves down to 12.
It's one of the most polarizing, divisive conversations that you could possibly have.
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
It is exhausting.
It's fun, but it's exhausting.
So Jalen throws a pick today. We'll get a full report from Elliot later on. As we mentioned earlier, Azeez Ojulari and Will Shipley will join us after practice today.
Talk to slow-ass Will Shipley. No, I'm just kidding.
What do you mean slow? You think he's slow?
He ain't fast.
What do you mean he's not fast?
He does not
have. He's a running back in the NFL.
He don't have breakaway speed. He's a good running back, but he ain't got breakaway speed.
Why? What do you mean by that?
He did get ran down in the championship game.
This is the first time this week me and Kyle are aligned on
something. That's not true.
Wait a minute. What were we aligned on earlier?
I'm just kidding. I just wanted to fight with you again.
We're going to let Will Shipley know you don't think he's got what it takes.
I'm going to ask him, dog, have you been working on your footwork? Because you're getting ran down too much. I'll probably clean it up a little bit, but it's going to be something like that.
Yeah. A guy who's going to be in for a big role this year, I think.
No, he's a good run. Like, listen, before anybody get in their feelings, he's a good running back. He just ain't – he ain't about to bump his head on the goalpost.
He's not about to do that,
no.
For sure. But we will talk to those guys a little later on, two players who could have bigger roles this year than previously expected. 215-592-9494. But talking about Rob Thompson to start the show here, do you trust Rob Thompson to push the right buttons, manage the Phillies to a World Series? I do. I think Rob Thompson has done a tremendous job this year with kind of a roster that's a little misshapen, a little misfit, especially in the outfield. But lately, I mean, the starting pitching has become more of a concern than we previously thought. We thought it was by far the strength of this team.
It was.
And I still think it is.
It can be. It has the potential to be. But, again, it's ebb and flow of the season, man. Zach looked like he's got a little tweakage. Ranger is doing Ranger things. And the biggest thing that I look at when I see Ranger is the fact that he melted down. That's not what you would like to see from your pitcher, to go out there and have the kind of meltdown that he had.
Yeah, it's uncharacteristic.
Andrew Painter has been this guy that we've been touting all season long. Don't like we're going to see him, you know, and Aaron Nola's coming back. Now he – like the role of Aaron Nola, it's funny how it changes, right? Because a few weeks ago, we were talking about maybe he's not needed as much. Now he's needed more than ever. Like I'm pretty sure now people are looking at Nola like, hey, man, how you feeling?
Well, yeah, the Nola thing becomes a much bigger deal, and he pitched last night. We'll get more into that in a minute. But first off with Ranger, here was Rod Thompson last night talking about Ranger that outing, whether he's worried about him moving forward.
Before the game, you brought up Ranger. See how he is tonight, you know, combining with Nola. Was there concern before going in, and is there concern now?
Well, he says he's fine, and he was really good the first two innings, and then his command was off the rest of his outing. Really, he was getting ahead first two innings and then going to doing two and edge after third through the sixth, a lot of behind the count, and then he's got to come in too many pitches in the middle of the plate, and he paid for it.
And that is one of the things that's weird, because Ranger was so good in the first two innings and then kind of lost it in the third. Now, Ranger, obviously, when you look at him, he's dealt with the injury stuff, especially late in seasons before, mainly last year. Here was Topper talking about Ranger and whether he thinks anything physical is going on.
He said he's fine. You guys don't care about his velocity, but just as a sign of something maybe going on, this last six-start stretch, it's been down. That's kind of what he said in Atlanta, there was something going on. Do you guys think there could be anything physically going on back?
Other than fatigue? I don't think so, because he hasn't complained of anything. So that's the only thing I can really attribute it to.
And, I mean, you got to take him at his word. I think Ranger's probably – fine. I just think, you know, this is what happens starting this pitchers throughout the course of the year.
The ebb and the flow.
The ebb and the flow.
And then, you know, the last time we saw Randy, he was bending down trying to make a play, and there was a huge concern about his back being a little tight. That might be the reason why his velo's down a little bit.
Absolutely, and you brought it up, Hugh. And, I mean, I have been probably the number one Aaron Nola critic in the city, if not number one, certainly near the top. Phillies need Nola now.
Yeah, they do.
In their best-case scenario, Nola comes back and is the third starter in a playoff series, and we thought he was a luxury a few weeks ago.
Wait,
turns out Aaron Nolan might be a necessity, just like defense.
Wasn't somebody talking about trading Nola a couple weeks ago? I'm not sure. I don't know if there's anybody on this show, but I do remember having a conversation.
I don't even know how they could pull that off. Just signed like a huge
contract. Yeah, with that contract.
Well, no, I think it was a conversation. Maybe I'm
probably some idiot caller.
Yeah, probably.
I say, but
you got to say with all due respect first, and then it doesn't hit the same.
I love how you just think you could say all due respect and then say the most insulting thing ever.
But it's with all due respect. You can't get mad.
But it's not respectful.
It is respectful. You should be able to say that and it not be an issue.
Okay.
That's how it works.
All right. What do you think about that, Kyle?
Well, I mean, it's absurd. Like, with all due respect thing or the pitching?
Well, the all due respect and Nola more than anything.
With all due respect, I think you're insane to say that you're not worried about Ranger Suarez or the Ranger thing's going to be fine.
He'll be fine.
Oh, dude, I'm in panic mode with Ranger. He has like a 6.6 ERA since the All-Star break. I mean, this is the same exact thing that happened last season. Now they're not even saying that he has any sort of injury. It just looks like this might be who he is when he reaches a certain amount of innings. Now, I'm about to take a leap here. And now, well, the good news is that you don't really need a four starter until the NLCS in the postseason.
Yep. Well, if you avoid the wild card.
Right. Well, yeah, right. You won't need a four starter. When you do, though, is it crazy to say that Taiwan gets a start and Ranger piggybacks?
Yeah, that's insane. Huh.
Why?
Kyle, stop. Have you lost your mind?
No.
Taiwan could come out of the
bullpen. Been better than Ranger.
Taiwan's not starting a playoff game over Ranger.
He's not starting game four and Ranger piggybacks?
No way.
Well, it's better than the alternative. You're not starting Ranger and having Taiwan piggyback. He hasn't been good out of the bullpen. He's been fine as a starter.
Could you imagine if Rob Thompson did that and Taiwan gets lit up? He'd get crushed.
I think that would be the right move. I wouldn't crush him. That'd be the move that I make. I start Taiwan, let Ranger take two innings if Taiwan can only go four, and then you're six innings deep.
Well, I think we need to throw this out to the audience. Who would you trust more right now to start a playoff game, Ranger Suarez or Taiwan Walker? I know and I give Taiwan credit. He's pitched well this year. I'm starting Ranger. What about you, Hugh? Are you at that point where you'd rather start Taiwan over Ranger in a playoff
game? Got to ride the hot hand. And right now,
tell him,
Taiwan
Douglas.
Has a hot, hey, right,
this is a little recency right bias here from you
no,
guys.
No, but what I'm saying is this. I'm pretty sure, and this is relevant, and if you've been listening, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm pretty sure there are more Taiwan Walker jerseys now than there were a year ago. Because remember, last year we were like hard-pressed to find one. And I think the way that he's been pitching this year, Francisco, I see you down there talking about, hell no, I'm going crazy. I'm not. There might be 2 to 3 more Taiwan Walker jerseys out there than there were a year ago.
Well, I don't think there are any now. I don't think there were any last year.
There were. What's his name? Joe in the Northeast had a Taiwan jersey.
Yeah. Joe in, shout out to
Joe in the Northeast is insane.
You was about to call him an idiot.
Well, no. I was not going to do that.
But you didn't say with all due respect. Yeah. If you would have said with all due respect, Joe wouldn't have gotten – he couldn't have got up.
Can I amend my statement?
Yes.
With all due respect, Joe in the Northeast is insane and might be an idiot.
Okay, I don't know. Fine. He might have had vision. Like, look at Taiwan now, TK.
I have vision. Who's laughing like, he now? Might have vision like me.
I mean, well, you can call
I did say man. Taiwan. I did call this.
You can call it recency bias all you want, but is that not what, like, what managing a baseball team is? Like, you got to ride
is,
the hot hand.
But, dude, I feel much more confident putting Ranger Suarez out there in a playoff game than Taiwan
Walker.
Okay,
with all due respect, shut up.
Oh my God. That was disrespectful. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. You want to get in on the Taiwan versus Ranger debate, you're welcome to. Do you trust Rob Thompson to push the right buttons, manage his team to a World Series? Let's go to Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, man.
What's going on, Chris?
Guys, like Kyle, I'm also a topper. And
congrats.
He's also What's that?
What Say congrats.
Oh. Well, thank you, TK. What'd you think I was talking about?
Anyway, you're a topper guy. Yeah.
You said you're a topper.
Of course, yeah.
I'm a topper. TK, with all due respect, you are a true idiot. Taiwan Suarez is definitely the fourth starting pitcher in the playoffs. Walker was atrocious out of the bullpen. I mean, have you seen this guy? Again, I mentioned this the other day, yesterday, to you know, Doubter Douglas there, the enemy of the state right now, because he called us all idiots yesterday. But
I said with all due respect.
He did. He said the fans are idiots.
Yeah,
with all due respect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
With all due respect, that doesn't mean a damn thing. All right. So anyway, Walker's been a 2.5 starter since starting the post the All-Star break. So he's definitely your guy. Ranger is what we've figured him out to be. Ranger's back is busted. His wife broke his back. It's not going to get better. He was stretching out his legs during the game, and they said, "Oh, I think his hamstrings are he's stretching out." No, he's trying to stretch out his legs and his back. Like, his back is shot. He's great out of the bullpen. We know that, and he is good for one or two innings. So by far, he's the guy that's going to the bullpen. And I don't know, for like me, let me get back on track here, though, because TK sidetracked me here. Let's get back to Topper and what makes him great. He's doing a great job juggling this platoon players that Dave Dombrowski keeps dumping on top of him. Stott can't hit left-handed pitching to absolutely save his life. He is so bad at it. Speaking of bad hitting left-handed pitching is also Kepler. But I think the thing with Kepler is just pure hot garbage to begin with. So they need to place him off the team, and that is going to come. Crawford's coming up, but not until we get toward the end of
the AAA season being over. They need him playing and working on what he can work on. Once that season ends and he's not going to be getting the reps there, they'll bring him up and let him get some reps in MLB. That's what's going to happen.
I'll tell you what, Chris. I don't think that's happening anymore. I mean, we're in the middle of August now. If Justin Crawford was going to come up, I think Justin Crawford would be here already. I don't think it's happening.
No. Now, if you listen to what they said, Dombrowski said he needs the reps. He's got to play. We can't bring him up and not have him play. So he's going to bring him up, but not full. They can get him the reps. And they're not going to bring him up to MLB now where he's only going to be a platoon player. They're going to let him get those everyday reps in AAA. And then once the AAA season's over, and we've seen this before, that's then when they bring those guys up and they use them sparingly here. But you know what? Let me skip a lot of stuff here because I got to get to the main damn point. The main damn point is Hugh Douglas. You know, I missed that damn trivia question because of you. Locked in. I was ready to answer. I had all the numbers running through my head, all the Hugh Douglas information. He used to have 80 sacks until we started subtracting them last year. You know, he got inducted in the Eagles Hall of Fame in 2022. I was all locked in. But you made me see red when you called us all idiots yesterday, and you foiled my chances. I don't care. I'm locked in. I'm going to get in that in the league. And you know what, Douglas? You can't stop me because I'm about to take you down. I'm taking you down to Chinatown, boy. I'm going to burn you and dismantle your team just like H-E-R-B Herb.
Wait a minute. You better keep your mouth down and shut, boy.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
I caught a bunch of strays.
Yeah. I mean, Chris was worked up about
what he
said yesterday.
I said with all due respect. And plus, because he missed it. Didn't he miss the question yesterday, Kyle? He missed the question. I think that's what
it is. Oh, yeah. He had a miserable time answering the trivia.
Yeah.
I've come around on the all due respect, meaning you just say whatever.
I mean, with all due respect, you can't get mad.
Yeah. I like that. But where do you guys fall on the Crawford thing? Because I got to say, man, I think if they were going to bring him up,
it would have happened by now.
What already happened? I mean, they weren't bringing him up before because they need to find at-bats for Kepler when he wasn't hitting. Now that Kepler is hitting a little bit, I don't think we're going to see Crawford this year.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
It's looking less likely by the day for sure. Let's go to Peter in Abington. What's up, Peter?
Pete.
Hey, you guys are talking about Thompson. Thompson is not a baseball man. He's a first base coach. You should give him the stopwatch, put him at first base. That's why he was there for the first 15 years of his career. I'll give you a couple examples. Schwarber, in what baseball world is he a two-hitter? Okay? Willie McCovey hit behind Mays. Spargel hit behind Clemente. Boog Powell hit behind Frank Robinson. He's got to hit behind Harper. He'd have 150 RBIs this year if he was a four-hitter.
Peter, doesn't Ohtani hit second? Doesn't Ohtani first or second for the Dodgers?
Ohtani's a 300 hitter. Ohtani's a 300 hitter that steals 35 bases. That's not Schwarber. Okay, that's not Schwarber. Let's talk real. You're not going to do up Ohtani. He runs well. That's a whole.
Well, who you hitting, Peter? Who you hitting second?
Let me give you another example. Trey Turner on first base, two outs, and Castellanos up. You got a one-run lead. You run him the first pitch. Why? Because they throw Castellanos all curveballs. Thompson don't do that. When's the last time you saw him squeeze bunt or hit and run? 3 years ago, we needed JT Realmuto to lay a bunt down in the playoffs. He got in the press conference and said, I don't know if he can bunt. Charlie Manuel used to sit on the batting cage and watch every guy take BP. He knew who was hitting. He knew who wasn't, who had a good swing going. Thompson is awful, and I can give you examples until the cows come home.
Well, what do you think? He's not watching these guys play, Peter? Like, I don't understand.
Know the guy can bunt. How could he not know that? You're the manager. You got to know what your players can do.
Because JT Realmuto's not coming up in a lot of spots where he's needed to bunt. He's a guy hitting in the middle of your order. You're not going to ask your five-hole hitter to bunt.
The point is Thompson in the press conference said, I don't even know if he can bunt.
So you're stuck on the fact that he said he didn't know if he could bunt.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh my God, he doesn't know what his players can do.
Peter, how do you explain him taking over for Joe Girardi and the team immediately skyrocketing and them having a record in baseball over the last 4 years?
Yeah, this team has a lot.
Well, the same talent wasn't doing it with Joe Girardi, Peter.
No, that's true.
Were they?
I'll give you that. They were not. He didn't find the key. But look,
so it's just coincidental. It's just coincidental they're bailing Thompson out.
Listen, this team has a lot of talent. I've given you baseball examples. So are you telling me all those managers in the Hall of Fame, they shouldn't be in there? They were stupid because they batted Stargell behind Clemente?
We're not talking about any of those managers. We're talking about Rob Thompson. And is he perfect? Do they do things exactly like managers used to do? No. But to say he's an idiot and he doesn't know what he's doing is ridiculous.
Idiot is kind of strong.
Well, one day he says, well, it's analytics. Well, then he moves Schwarber to second. Well, the analytics say that? Then he said, we got a man on second in the 10th inning. Analytics says you don't bunt. But then he bunts. He goes back and forth. The other night he tried to let Wilson bunt. He hasn't bunted all year. This guy has no idea what he's doing. He's been very lucky. He throws Robinson out there last night. He got lucky with that, but it turned into a big inning. Why in the world would you put Robinson into a game like that? Doesn't make sense to me.
I appreciate the call. They were down 6-0 last night. Like, they were trying to eat up the final few innings. David Robertson, what? He just came back. I mean, you don't know.
He's probably trying to get him some work because, yeah, he just, like, to your point, he was sitting at the couch drinking probably a Michelob Light or something.
Yeah, and hey, man. So, I'm not telling you Rob Thompson's perfect, but the way some people talk about him drives me pretty crazy.
It's interesting that it's like the old school baseball people, with all due respect, the OGs of the baseball.
And you know what the funny thing is? Rob Thompson is an old school baseball guy. He's been in the majors for like 40 years. And yeah, the game has changed, and it's not an analytical or feel thing. It's a mix of both. And I think he handles that feel pretty well. It's never going to be consistent. You're never going to do the exact same thing every time, but it's you know, having a feel for the moment, and I think Rob Thompson.
And I think it's something to be said about having the finger on the pulse of your team. Now, as a fan sitting on your couch, you might not agree with it, but I think there's something to be said for somebody that's there like every day and has a feel for the players and what they're capable of on that day. You know, I mean, I think that's what a lot of people miss. You're allowed to have your opinion, but I think a lot of people miss that when they talk about Rob and what he's doing on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, I agree with that completely.
It's hard to manage a bunch of crazy people, dude.
Think about baseball especially. You're playing every single day for basically 6 months. I mean, that's a lot to handle. It's a lot of personalities involved. And the fact that we don't hear about, you know, dissension in the clubhouse or issues – I think that's in large part to Rob Thompson.
You got to have your finger on the pulse of your players.
Yeah.
And that's not an easy task.
It's a big part of it. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. We'll get back to your calls on all this. Your trust level and topper. Who would you prefer to start in a playoff game between Taijuan Walker and Ranger Suarez? Man, if you put on a bingo card 6 weeks ago, what kind of discussions would we be having? This would not have been on my bingo card for sure.
I don't think it would have been on anybody's bingo card.
And we are live at training camp. Get into all that. Some of the things we're seeing throughout practice, Eagles and Browns right now. We'll get to that coming up as well. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. Alongside Hugh Douglas, it's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.